Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
So good to see you guys here today. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm about to go on live on Facebook. So tonight, guys, I'm talking about tonight we are still in a war. How you guys doing? What's up, Jay Nix? What's going on, man? What's going on, CWLP? How's it going, you guys? I hope you guys are doing well. Just wanted to come and just say hello. Just get started with the program. With the show tonight, and I just want to say it's good to be here. It is good to be here. It's good to see you guys tonight. You know, so tonight I got a message about this message. I just want to say is that we're still in a war. So regardless of whatever you might be going through, I just want to encourage you that we are still in a war, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, we are still in a war, and that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. It's good to be here with you guys. It's good to be here. Tonight I'm going to get things started with the song, and I hope you guys like this song. This song is a song, and listen, I'm going to play the song. And this song, I hope you guys like the song. You know, I got to be careful what I play here because it's a little different. Than playing on Blog Talk. But I'm on Blog Talk Radio, on Instagram here, and on Facebook Live as well. So tonight I'm gonna play a song. It's a song I can play because it's my song and I won't get in trouble. It's called Gospel. And
this is serious.
I'll be right back.
You gotta pray. You gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah,
things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray.
Believe
God, I really hears you.
Believe
God, I really loves you.
Believe
His word is true. God blesses for you.
Receive
His truth for you.
Receive
only if you believe. Oh yeah.
You gotta pray.
To pray.
Our Father who art in heaven,
God really hears you. God really loves you. His word is true. God blesses for you. His truth for you. Holy
if you believe.
Like that was gotta pray. I might have to play it a different way because see the background's very faint on there. Dr. T. Yeah, so maybe I'll try to play that at the end a different way and see if that sounds better so you can hear it. Before I was playing that through on Blog Talk, so hoping that you guys could hear that. But I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight I'm talking about we're still in a war. We're still in a war. You know, listen, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? And listen, he's over here in a war. This war is over our mind, our minds, our thoughts, our dreams, our souls, family relationships. We are in a war. You know, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I appreciate you guys coming through for real, for real. And I know that people are still finishing up their summer and things like that. So I really, really appreciate you guys coming through. And I really, really do appreciate that. I don't take it for granted at all whatsoever. You know, excuse this. You know, so tonight, guys, again, I'm really, really, really grateful that you are here. You guys come through tonight. You know, I really feel like, guys, we've got to stay awake. We have to pay attention to what we're going through. We got to pay attention to what we're experiencing in our lives. And when things happen, we got to believe it. We got to believe it when we hear people. Sometimes people say some things out of their mouths, and we're like, what? I can't believe this person actually said this to me or this situation actually happened. But guess what? We are in a war. And one of the things that helps me to realize that is realize this. While we do our best not to become offended with people, but sometimes, you know, things happen. But it's very, very important that we make sure that we guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. You know, let's talk about dealing with the glitch in the road. You know, we are still in a war. First point tonight is to stay awake. We've got to stay awake. You know, keeping our eyes and ears open and really, really paying attention. You know, when God calls you, it's time to go. And it's never a good time. It's never a right time. But when it's your time, it's your time. But the question is this. Are you going? Are you leaving this place having done what God has called you to do, or have you? Are you leaving this place not having done that? You know, do you touch lives? Do you change lives? Do you encourage lives? Do you encourage people to be their best? What are you sowing? What do you have to show? But listen to this. I want to tell you guys, it's going to stay on point tonight. Tonight's message is this. We are still in the war. First point, stay awake. Keep your eyes and ears open. Pay attention to what is happening in your life. You know, for real. You know, stay in tune with what God is saying in your life. You know, get your direct orders from God. You know, stay awake. Keep your eyes and ears open. Hear what God is saying. Hear how the Lord is leading you in your life and what the Spirit, Holy Spirit is saying to you and leading and guiding you. Stay awake. Stay in tune. You see this. When things are the quietest, that is when you should stay alert. Sometimes we slack off when we should remain guarded. You know, sometimes, guys, we slack off when we should remain guarded, when we should be paying attention. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm having a rest. You know, listen, get to rest. Well, listen to this. Stay alert. Stay ready. Stay alert. Stay ready. Keep your eyes and ears open. What is God saying to you about your life? You know, in John chapter 10:10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. You know, or King James Version, have it more abundantly. You know, listen, guys, we are in a war. You know, so do we get the chance and the opportunity to really sit back and relax? Do we really get the opportunity? We have to keep our eyes and ears open all the time. Even when you're resting, be alert. Be ready. You know, remember that this fight is not, it's not carnal. It's not about the flesh. This fight is spiritual. Spiritual war. We're in a spiritual war, and it's a spiritual war over our, again, over our lives, over our dreams, over our thoughts. It's a spiritual war. So what are you doing? What are you doing and how are you doing it? You know, that's true. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, it says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every present pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. You know, remember that this fight is not carnal, but it's spiritual. It's spiritual. And then be ready. Be ready. We've got to be ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you doing what God's called you to do? Are you seeking God's face? Are you trying to live better? Are you trying to do what God has called you to do? Are you doing it? Are you moving in that direction? Listen, we are in the war. We have to stay awake, keep our eyes open. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, it says, therefore, keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. See, we have to make sure that we keep our eyes and our ears open to hear what God is saying to us in our lives. Are we ready? Are we ready? We're in a war. We are in a war. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, verses 13 to 15, it says, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money, to another, 2 talents, and to another, 1 talent, each according to his ability. And when you keep on, you're reading about, it says, then he went on his journey. When you keep on reading, you read about the talents, you know, and you hear the servants being commended for what they've done, and that one that did not do and was thrown to outer darkness. So he was the one with the 1 talent who hid his talent, didn't do anything with what God had given him. You know, He was not prepared. He did not do the thing, and he paid the ultimate price. You know, guys, you know, we are in a war. The things that God is giving you, use those things, the gifts he's giving you. We've got to maintain those gifts. But we have to keep our eyes and ears open. We have to stay awake. I know people say now they stay woke. No, we need to stay awake, keep our eyes and ears open, because we are in a war. Point two, stay empowered. Stay empowered. How do you stay empowered? How do you stay empowered? How do you stay empowered? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Talks about putting on the full armor of God, and then praying in the spirit. You know, so being prepared, putting on the armor of God. Who goes to a war and doesn't have who gets on a motorcycle and don't put on knee pads and put on all the safety equipment that you need? Likewise, as Christians, you know, we need to put on those spiritual things. The spiritual armor. We have to put on the full armor of God, you know, and we have to be prepared. We have to be ready and stay empowered. That really, 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 really helps us. So I'm talking about, we are still in a war. We're still in a war. You know, I appreciate those people coming through. You come through, say, hey, let me know you've come through. And then it says this, you know, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You know, guys, we've got to understand that the wages of sin is death. You know, this whole thing about staying empowered, we got to renounce sin in our lives. We have to repent. We have to ask the Lord to cleanse us from unrighteousness, to help us to live this life he's called us to live. We've got to be willing to do that. And it's about taking dominion in those areas. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. And you know, stand empowered. Ask forgiveness. You know, ask forgiveness for the wrongs we've done, whether we've done it subconsciously or consciously, repenting. Asking the Lord to forgive us, asking the Lord to heal us, staying empowered. We stay empowered by his spirit. God has given us his spirit. So we're not in this thing called life by ourselves. He didn't leave us comfortless. We have the comforter. One thing we have to just say is, Lord, please have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives. You know, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. You know, God has given us his spirit. You know, guys, you know, that power. We don't have to try to do this in our own might. God's given us his power. He's given us his spirit. We've got to stay in power. So in this war, guys, we have to stay awake, and we have to stay empowered. This is not going to be a long lesson tonight. I appreciate those who've been coming through. And I know that this is summertime, so you know, some people you might catch it later on. So I appreciate those who are here, who are staying here tonight. Third point tonight is this: stay rested. Stay rested. You know, guys, you know, Dr. T says this: faith is the greatest armor. Prayer is the greatest shield. Obedience, the helmet, which saves us in a war against doubt, fear, and anxiety. Disobedience, the instruments of the war we fight each day. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. T. Thank you for sharing that. You know, indeed, those things are. And with that, put on the full armor of God, the full armor of God. Check out Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Yeah. Put on the full armor of God. And definitely with that, yes, faith, prayer, and obedience. You know, put on the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of spirit, with the shoes of gospel of peace, with your loins girded about with the truth. And praying in the spirit. Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing it, Dr. G. Stay rested. Third point tonight, stay rested. We've got to stay rested. Who fights a war and do not get any rest? You know, that's coming to very, very important that we eat naturally, but we also eat spiritually. We feed our spirit. Not only do we feed our natural bodies, but we also feed our spirit, you know, our spirit man. It's very, very important that in a war that you rest spiritually and physically, that you rest. Get some rest. If you're in the war, guys, you've got to rest. You know, you can't keep on going and pushing yourself. You need some time to rest. You know, in Psalm chapter 62, verse 5 through 8, it says this. It says this. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. God is our refuge. So if you're going through something, guys, I just want to encourage you tonight to stay rested. To stay rested. You know, take and make time to spend with God. You know, this whole thing in this war, how can we be in this war for God, but we're not spending time with God to get our orders and to stay focused and see what direction he's leading us into. You know, that whole thing, stay rested. Make time to spend with God. Make the time to spend with God. Stay there. Dwell there. You know, Psalm 91, verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's Psalm 91, verse 1. So make sure that you take that time to rest. Spend time to God, with God. Rest in the shelter of the Most High. Rest in his shadow. You know, guys, you know, it's very, very important, this whole thing with staying rest and making a time to spend with God. You know, that prayer, that like Dr. T was saying, that prayer, praying, hearing what God is saying, getting the direction that you need. You know, and it's amazing to hear people's stories and people's, people's stories and testimonies of how God has moved their lives. I've seen some people, I know someone who shared, I can't share his whole thing on here because it's his business. But one thing I can say is this, God showed up. And, you know, I know, guys, you might have experienced God moving in your life at one point in time where you knew you had a deadline. And that door, God answered that door right when you thought, I'm not going to be able to get this. I just want to encourage you, stay rested. Stay rested. Stay rested in him. Listen, Jesus made time to spend with his Father, right? Don't put anything above your relationship with God. So this whole thing about being in the war and staying rested, Jesus made time to spend time with God in prayer. We've got to make sure we spend that time in prayer. We got to make sure we stay there to hear what God is saying to us. You know, resting. And part of resting, trusting in him. Getting to that point where we say, you know what, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust him. Even though I might be going through, I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean into my own understanding. All my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, but he will direct my path, right? You know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you know, of course it says this, trust the Lord with all your heart lead not to your own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. Sometimes you have to make that thing personal. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. I will not lean to my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge him. He will direct my paths. Make that thing personal. Believe it. And sometimes staying rested, saying like, I'm going to keep my trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in him. I'm going to trust in the Lord till I die. I'm going to trust in the Lord. So trust in the Lord. Trust him. So stand in that rest, in that place of rest where you say, you know what, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I know I might be going through some things right now. It might appear a certain way, but I'm going to trust what you are saying to me about my life. We are in a war. Listen, guys, last point tonight is this. Stay focused. Like, yeah, because this is not going to be a long one tonight. This is not going to be a long one tonight. My point for you guys tonight is to stay focused. You know, we are still in the war. So my fourth point tonight is stay focused. You know, guys, it's very, very important that we stay focused. Very, very important that we stay focused. Stay awoke, stay awake, stay empowered, stay rested, stay focused. You know, guys, why sometimes we just have to be reminded about these different things. I don't know what you're experiencing tonight, but I just want you to understand we are in a war. You do have an enemy. But guess what? We have the victory. I've got the victory. You've got the victory. Let's walk in that victory. We are still in the wars. Stay awake. Stay empowered. Stay rested. Stay focused. You know, I believe that someone who's focused is ready to hear God's plan. I believe that person who's focused also has a vision, that plan, and they're flexible when God moves. I believe if you stay focused on God, you trust him, you will see the vision that he gives you. He will tell you, and you will do it. And then be flexible. Be pliable. Be able to be used. You know, this whole thing about staying focused, do not underestimate your opponent. I want you to understand, keep your trust in God. So in that whole thing about staying focused, don't underestimate. Don't play with the devil. Don't play with that fire. Stay focused, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee, right? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Do not underestimate your enemy. We cannot fight the powers of darkness by ourselves. We can't. This is God's war. But God will use us if we allow him to use us. But stay focused on God. Stay focused on God. Keep your gear on and always be ready. Always keep your gear on. Always keep on the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Read that on your own. Always wear that armor. You know, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, your loins girded about with the truth. I think I said the breastplate of righteousness, with the shoes of the gospel of peace, with the sword of spirit, shield of faith. You know, keep, I'm trying to think, did I forget something? I think I did forget something. But, you know, keep your armor on. I'm going to go there. Keep your armor on. You know, and that's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Yeah. 10 through 18. Right? Yeah, the belt of truth. I've got the belt of truth around your waist. The belt of truth. The loins girded about with the truth. Yeah, I get to say that. Yeah. The belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, shield of faith, with shoes of God's peace and the sword of spirit. Stay ready. Stay prepared with the spiritual armor on. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. You know, and be obedient. You know, Dr. T said these things earlier. Be obedient to what God is saying to you right now. Obedience. Be obedient. be obedient. You know, guys, it's so, so important that we have our own personal relationship with God. It's very, very important that we have our own relationship with God. Walk in that. Do what God has called you to do in your life. But just remember that we are still in the war. This is not going to be a long, long mess tonight. I just want to come through. Keep me in your thoughts and prayers. I have some big things I'm working on right now. So please keep me in your prayers and your thoughts. And please share this message. We are still in a war. We are still in the war. And send a love out to those people who are dealing with losses, you know, dealing with grief. I'm praying for several families I'm praying for right now. The Brown, the Lawrence family, the McKenzie family, you know, and I just want to encourage you guys, you know, just know you're in my thoughts and prayers, you know, and praying for those whom I haven't said. Just, I know that people are dealing with a lot of losses in this season, and I just want to encourage you through your time of grief. But we are still in the war. Keep your heads up. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. And then do what God has called you to do. But just remember, we are still in a war. I just want to say God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a good night tonight. And I'm going to call it a night. And I say God bless you. Thank you for coming through. Please share this message on your pages. Stay awake. Stay empowered, stay rested, stay focused. We are still in a war. God bless you guys. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday night from 9:10. God bless you.